The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Meanwhile, enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informed look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, PeteEvans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it. Today's interview is with Huna Flash. He who gathers them at the first light, living light. Born of the ancient Maori navigators' lineage in New Zealand on February 3rd, 1964, at the age of 7 years, he had awoken to his remembering, to the speaking, to the vibrational frequency and energy. Nurtured by his elders and culture at home in his sacred longhouse and canoe, he was recognized as one who was ready to receive the initiations to the knowings and wisdom of the unknown. To find out more about Huna Flash, please visit his website, hoh.earth. Letter H, O, the letter H, dot earth. Huna, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, brother?
Feeling great, mate. Feeling great. Feeling good. I feel guilty that I feel so good.
That's such an interesting thing. That was a journey that I went through last year, actually. When I was in LA, I sat through a ketamine experience with a facilitator, and that was what came up for me. It was like, I'm allowed to feel good if other people are not feeling great, you know, because I suppressed that for such a long time.
Yeah.
And that wasn't being my authentic self. And I had to go through, I went through this ceremony and procedure, and I understood that in that reality, it gave me the permission, or I gave myself the permission to be happy regardless. If I feel happy, I should express happiness. If I feel sad,
oh, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm having a great time feeling great. Don't worry about that. I'm not feeling guilty at all. It's just like an expression, like, wow, I mean, I'm hearing all of what's going on around the world and, you know, everybody's lives, and I can see so much more of what is changing in the world.
And I want to explore that with you.
In a positive way, yeah.
Well, I had a woman walk past me yesterday, and she said, "How are you?" And I said, "I'm awesome, thank you." And she walked away for a few minutes, and as she was coming back the direction that she came, she goes, "Thank you for saying that." I said, "What?" She goes, "Thank you for saying that you're awesome," because not many people express that, and it made me feel good. So let's take us on this path, Huna.
Yeah, that's good medicine.
It is good medicine. I feel like I want to be the student here and let you channel your wisdom onto this podcast for people to understand and experience and have a greater awareness of what you are doing for the world and around the world and for humanity.
you know, I was 7 years old. You can call it being awake. I was 7 years old, you know. I was born and raised in New Zealand, you know. I was born on and raised on the marae. I was raised on the culture and the traditions of our dances and songs and our the sharing of our cosmology through story, you know. And this is quite common for most Māori, most Polynesian culture, the let me just say the Lemurians, yeah. And so we are connected. We are always connected. It's something that we, it's like having breakfast. You used to say when people used to ask me, what's it like being, you know, do you guys do spiritual things? You guys do, you know, I say it's part of our eating and sleeping and drinking, and it's part of our rugby game, and it's all of it, you know. And so it's nothing new for me, you know. And so over the years, having become initiated by the elders and the Māori prophets, you know, tooling up, receiving the tools, you know, confirming one's energies, vibration, frequencies, magnetics, and the not the manipulation of this, not the alchemizing of it, not necessarily the alchemizing. You know, I used to say recently, I would say that, you know, we are healers of the first light, healers of the light. And so recently I said, okay, we're already healed. Now we are expansionists. And from expansion comes healing. Healing is a byproduct. So the focus is not on healing. That comes with expansion. And so after a few decades of understanding and confirming these things within my own energy vibrations and my walk, the walk that one has, and one can define their walk, then they can confirm their connection to the expansion of land, of water, of sky, of space, of self, and of their home, and your field, your quantum field. We can get all intellectual up and on this. It's not really my style. My style is to hopefully speak without speaking so much. you know, to find the expressions rather than the science. And it is all backed up. Everything is backed up. Everything is supported. Everyone is being supported right now. Take a look outside. Put your iPhone up there and take a selfie. Take a look at that light deeply and sit and look with it. Look at it and look at what the effect you're having on the light. You know, put the light in your hands. Make like a tunnel. Make a flashlight, a torch, and let the light come through there, and you will see what your DNA is doing to the light as it's coming through your hand. Maybe you can find other ways of seeing the light come through you, but that's a very, it's profound, because the colors in there coming through your hand is showing so much expansion in range in the spectrum, moving into the ultra spectrum, moving into the infra spectrum, moving into higher vibrations, of course, and moving into higher dimensions yourself. You know, that's your own hand. You see how you're affecting the light. It's really simple. And then, okay, if you're like, wow, this is cool, what is that? And you get curious. And so you might decide that you're going to take on some new courses, learn some modalities. You're going to maybe sit with a shaman. Maybe you'll sit with a huna. Maybe you'll go to the nature, and maybe you can and comprehend and have clarity within the nature. And okay, what if I do this, and perhaps people will like it, and you can make this your walk in life and walk towards them, right? Walk towards the people. And there's a saying that I have, it's in Lemurian, and that is Matako. Matako. And it refers to though my feet point in another direction, though I walk away from you, I'm walking towards you. Though I walk in another direction, I'm walking towards you. My feet are always pointing towards you. And this is how we are. We're walking towards each other at a slow pace, an accelerated pace, an expanded energy field of your energy field expanded, of your quantum field expanded. We're walking towards each other, you know, and yeah, we might bump into each other, like stars will bump into each other. What are they doing? I think they're kissing. Yeah. I see stars crashing into one another. They're going to make oneness. They're going to converge. They're meant to crash into each other. Of course they were. Are they meant to meet? Of course they were. Of course we are. Twin flames, light convergence, expanding across the space, so which requires a lot of movement, a lot of action. We're going to bump into one another. We're going to find one another. Yeah. And so this, from the young age, you know, I bumped into a mountain where it was in my backyard. I bumped into a range of mountains, and then there I bumped into some giants and a giant nation that would speak to me, and they started, hey, we remember you. And I'm like, hey, I remember you too. We bumped into each other. Oh, we started talking and I started sharing, and that from that young, that moment of this, of the young, my young self, and that changed my trajectory, I suppose. I live life. And in doing so, I've understood how, where, and how, where my life walks. I've simplified my life. I've lived my life enough to know what really excites me and what I get joy from. And I've crushed it all down into this very simple atomic energy, what I can access within me. And then also and allow that to emanate and radiate and connect to others. So
it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. I think what I would love to do is explore a few of these things that you mentioned, to because this could be the first time people have heard anything such as Lemuria or the spiritual tradition that you were brought up in, if that's the right terminology. And so if you could explore a little bit of this and educate us about some of the historical teachings and understandings or awareness that you can share with not only myself but anybody that's listening or viewing this too, my friend.
Well, so, you know, for everybody listening and for yourself and anybody who comes to see this video, hello, thank you so much for visiting this opportunity, Peter. Lemuria, it's often been spoken of by many channels, including Kryon. If anybody follows Kryon, Pixie Magenta, Greg Braden, people on Gaia, and they talk about Lemuria, people from Tibet, people from Hawaii, people from the Native community, Native American community, they all talk about Lemuria. Lemuria, in our understanding, the location is in the Pacific, particularly the core of the Polynesian Triangle, the core center of Polynesia at this time. And our understanding, Lemuria arrived over 550 million years ago. This was a mountain. And the story of the mountain is spoken of as Mo'au. Mo'au, which means the great mountain, which means the great mountain of the world, to be exact, which means the first great mountain. And so from this arrival of this mountain, the Lemurians, we were in light being form, light form. We arrived here in light form at the time of the arrival of the great mountain and the arrival of the great continent, which the mountain sat on. And so as light beings, we were part of seeding this planet for the creation of life. Lemuria is an alignment to the creation of life. Lemuria is nature's operating system. Say that again. Lemuria is the supernatural, super intelligent operating system of nature. When you say Lemuria, you are saying nature. Why am I saying this? Because Lemuria, in its deepest essence, and we speak to this in the language, which is Kimuria, right? Kimuria. For Lemuria to exist, it extends and expands from Kimuria. And now, this is not a language. I am not speaking a language. I'm making sounds. But these sounds have vibration, energy, frequency, and magnetics. The more profound the sound, the more profound the knowledge and the wisdom within that sound, and depending the coding and the sequence and the structures of the sound. Many are familiar with that. And so Kimuria, the essence, which is the essence of Lemuria, means the first embrace. The first embrace. And what is a part of the details, the fractal energy of that, that energetic, that vibration and frequency is, the cosmology is, we held each other in the darkness until the light came. We held each other in the darkness until the light came. Let me say that again. We held each other in the darkness until the light came. Now, this is truly the essence of Lemuria. From the darkness to the light, it does not necessarily mean or speak to demons and shadows and wars and battles. This can be such a simple understanding of your personal sorrows and pains. Even now, you go through Kimuria. When you sleep, when you lay down at night, you will hold yourself in the darkness till the light comes, be it the sunlight, be it our love will show up in your dream time, somebody will visit. You know you're getting visits right now. You know you're getting a lot of visits. I'm getting the information and confirmation from many of my friends and family members and people I don't even know, I'm about to know or see, who have said, I saw you here and I saw you there, and we see each other. Kimuria, oh, you're back. Good to see you again. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Give me a just embrace. We may be in the darkness. We may be in the light. Maybe the light has come once we held each other in the darkness. This is Lemuria. And from there, that emotion, that feeling of memory comes in. Memory. Memory in the light. Memory in the dark. The memory also serves in a very profound way as we come into the light. We may have returned into the light yet again for maybe your millionth lifetime, your millionth moment to express your whatever it is you want to express. And this time you've arrived again. Oh, Kimuria, you're back again. Good to see you. Give me a hug. I remember you. And you may not remember me, because memory serves might not have been the most pleasant memory. So you're like, well, get rid of that memory. You can't get rid of that memory. For you to remember that you don't want to remember requires memory. And this is not just for the not so pleasant moments. This is for the incredibly pleasant and incredibly loving and embracing moments. You're back again. You know, we were this, we were that, we were lovers, we were this and that. You know, we were relationships, we were king and queens, we were gods and goddesses. The whole cosmology is there, right? And those things you want to remember. So we remember love. is the driving engine behind memory. Love allows the memory to bring the intention so that when you arrive in the next lifetime, you've set up the reason why you've come here. Because you remember. Ah, some would say, oh, I'm not coming back here. Well, I know you're coming back here. You don't remember, but I remember you. You would say you're not going to come back here. You might have said that on your return, but you just entered in a, hey, Kimuria, come on now, come on. Come on now. You know, so Lemuria certainly is a powerful embrace and a creation of life, following the alignment of the planet's rotation, which is counterclockwise, and the rotation alignment to the planet, which is in sync. The planet is in sync with the universe, all its energies. And so as we are here on this planet, we speak to Lemuria once again, this time for the fifth time. You talk about 5D, right? It's more like the fifth planet. It's not so much a dimension. There's multiple dimensions available, but this is the fifth moment of Lemuria. And Lemuria has been around four times before Atlantis, a long time before Atlantis. In fact, Atlantis was seeded by Lemuria and the Lemurians and what we know as the Nine, or we refer to as the Nazca, and sometimes the Makariki. Will let us know when the Nazca is on the horizon, which you will speak to as the Pleiadians. We speak to as the Nazca, or the Nazca lines, if you like. And so seeded, the Lemurians and the Nazca seeded to bring the Atlanteans. And so there were four civilizations of Lemuria before that ever came along. And that was 500 million years that New Zealand has been in its current location. 550 million years, New Zealand has been where it is now. Before that, it was in connected to Hawaii, and there was a big mountain, the Canoe of Maui, which is now known as. And so Lemuria is the first portal. The first portal of Lemuria is in the Polynesian Triangle, in the Pacific, the Ring of Fire, let us say. It is still there. It is below the surface of the water. As the mountain came down and Lemuria shifted to second Lemuria, which is Europe, all across Europe, and it went again and shifted and went over to third Lemuria, which is Tibet, the Himalayas, Indonesia, Mongolia, Asia. Then it shifted again and went to Africa and the Caribbean and South America. Four Lemurias. I have memories. I have connections to all four of them. Also to the creation of Atlantis. Now, our people, we say we're from New Zealand. We're not from New Zealand, we're from Lemuria. Okay, we have a flag, we've got a country, we've got a border, we have customs and border patrol, blah, blah, blah. We've got, you know, planes and trains and automobiles, big deal. Back in the day, we had starships. Then we had a period where we went back to the nature on the planet and we had canoes. We traveled this earth to Damascus, Syria, the Middle East, to Europe. The Lemurians seeded so many races. And certainly when Atlantis I came, we were all traveling and seeding all the lands, right? And the Lemurians became Atlanteans, and the Atlanteans became many races, right? And then the 12 tribes, well, the five root races, then the 12 tribes, and then all these languages, right? But back and forth between New Zealand, between Lemuria and second Lemuria, third Lemuria, and fourth Lemuria, always first Atlantis, second Atlantis, third Atlantis, fourth Atlantis. There were four Atlantises. Yeah, so we weren't just from New Zealand. We were always going back and forth from Lemuria. New Zealand wasn't called New Zealand. Australia wasn't called Australia, right? And so these are modern names, right? But we go back. If we're always talking about returning to the blueprint, we must return to Lemuria, to the language and the energy vibrations of frequency before Atlantis. If you are speaking codes from Atlantis onwards, you will know that you are speaking in distorted light and confusion at the time of confusion, when confusion got really confused. I mean, Atlantis got so confused, it didn't know which way to go, man. Let's create Egypt. Well, that's all Lemurian technology anyway. Oh, let's create the Mayans. Well, let's create this. Let's go Blecky. Let's go, all kinds of sites, all kinds of sacred sites. Right? Those are all stemming from Lemurian technology out of Atlantis, but it all came from Lemuria. Why? Lemuria was all about nature. So we were teleporting. We had no need of steel metal ships, robots, AI, any of that. There's no need of that. We could teleport, transport anywhere. So we transport always to our higher dimensional crystal kingdoms, to and fro in the dimensions, back and forth from the dimensions to the nature of Earth, first Earth, second Earth, third Earth, fourth Earth, fifth Earth, the fifth Earth now. All the while knowing and already knowing, it's not so much a channeling, brother. I don't channel, or some call it channel. I suppose shouldn't say I don't channel. I suppose you could call it a channel, but to me, it's not channel. I have a knowing, a memory, because the memory brings the knowing. It's not a matter of having to know. It's truly a matter of remembering. Once you let everything go and you're able to let all of that, receive all that was as the best you can in this now into your DNA, including all the demons, all the shadows, and all the lifetimes you call shadows and whatever demons, let them all come back and then give them a big hug and give them the light, and not just your own, as many as you can. And you will see that the memory will flood in. And there is so much that you already know. You do not need to learn how to know. You only need to learn how to remember. And how many have cut themselves off and cut cords, disconnected from their partners and their friends and their families and their anger, through their anger. You cannot cut the cord. It does not possible. You can say, I don't want to hold her in the dark. I don't want to hold him in the dark. Well, it's not exactly that way. It's you giving the forgiveness and the light. So the light comes to hold, you hold the memory, you hold the expression in the dark so that they do have a chance to get back to the light, and you support that. In this lifetime, of course, in every other moment. Yeah, you can't cut the cord. It's impossible. We are not connected. Because we are not connected, we are inseparable. Energy. Vibration, frequency, and magnetics is the source, driving source behind the universe, in the universe, in all the omniverses. We are a part of that. Where are you going? When you say you cut the cord, where are you going? You're going to go and get another apartment somewhere? So what? You're still in the terrestrial womb. And even if you enter into the formless, you decide to commit suicide and go back, you're still in the womb, celestial womb. Celestial womb, terrestrial womb, they're connected through the stargates and the ancestors and the memories. I'm not, don't get me wrong, if I'm being a bit firm, but I am very serious about this, because I've been seeing this cord cutting thing going long, too long, and it ain't working. It's causing mental instability, psychological breakdowns. Because they'll run off to get your own apartment, get a new girlfriend, new boyfriend, make some more kids, boom, 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 boom. And here it comes along, and you're a twin flame again. or you were with your twin flame, and then and your soul partner, whether they're married to you or not, these connections, they cannot be broken, brothers and sisters. They cannot be broken. We said yes. And this is our lesson to learn to hold each other in the darkness till the light comes. You will argue with me, I know, and I will hold this position. I'm often argued with. So, <yeah. laughs> Oh, sorry.
I'm going to interrupt you for a minute, because I've already cried twice since you've been talking, and that last part was fucking powerful, my friend, and sorry to swear in the moment, but yeah, this is this is a journey. I want to go deeper into what you're talking about here by saying that we've chosen this.
Hell yeah. Yeah, this is the best time to be here. You know, in the struggle is so much lesson. You will remember.
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. We'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.